Governor Jim Doyle says Wisconsin can't match California dollar for dollar, but UW-Madison still has an edge in biotechnology. It's been cultivated over the past 15 years with $1 billion worth of investment.
We are already well ahead of California, and we are going to deepen the investments we have already made.
The linchpin of a plan put together by UW researchers and Governor Doyle is a new campus building. It would go by the name Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. Inside that yet-to-be-approved science mecca will be top researchers like James Thompson. He's known for his stem cell breakthrough in isolating the biological building blocks. Thompson says the building will allow researchers in various fields to mingle, biotech researchers sharing ideas with engineers, chemists, and mathematicians.
A lot of what happens in science occurs through casual conversation. Simply share a coffee machine and talk in the morning. You come up with ideas that you'd never have by yourself.
The proposed building with all the latest equipment is also designed to attract top scientists to the UW-Madison for research on everything from Alzheimer's to osteoporosis. Governor Doyle also wants to eliminate barriers, which make it difficult for researchers to spin off their discoveries into private enterprise. And to help those and other biotech entrepreneurs, Doyle wants to expand tax credits. All told, his plan would add up to $750 million from both public and private sources. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.